With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Seems a day doesn't go by without President-elect Trump announcing another personnel decision. This time it's for Transportation Secretary.
Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy is a former lumberjack athlete, gaining notoriety in the late 90s on MTV's The Real World Boston. Before the 2016 election, he voiced his support for Trump to be nominated by the GOP.
Though they might not always agree with him, they think the guy's a fighter, and they want a fighter that's going to go to Washington and fight for their values.
Duffy, who served in Congress for nearly 9 years, remains one of Trump's most visible defenders on cable news. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russian President Putin has signed a doctrine that lowers the threshold for deploying nuclear weapons. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says comes on the heels of President Biden giving Ukraine permission to fire long-range U.S.-made missiles deep into Russia.
Mr. Biden overstepped a red line here, which is very, very disconcerting because it was unnecessary.
Also at SRNNews.com, this could complicate some people's Thanksgiving travel plans.
Forecaster Bob Orovec of the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center says a strong storm called an atmospheric river is expected to bring heavy rain and winds to Northern California and the Pacific Northwest beginning late Tuesday into Wednesday.
It's not going to be falling across very populated areas, but still there's going to be the potential for rock and mudslides. And debris flows, and also some very serious flooding issues.
The region is also bracing for power outages and tree damage. Forecasters say the storm is expected to reach its maximum intensity on Wednesday. I'm Donna Warder.
The Dow futures down 234 points. NASDAQ futures off 59. This is SRN News. Bringing back the good book.
Texas public schools could use teachings from the Bible in lessons as an option for students from kindergarten through fifth grade under a proposal before the State Board of Education. Testimony was served Monday for and against the plan. It mirrors Republican-led efforts in other states to incorporate religious teaching into public school classrooms. The board's expected to hold a final vote on the measure Friday. The curriculum designed by the state's public education agency would allow teachings from the Bible and concepts such as the Golden Rule. Keith Peters reporting.
Survivors of clergy abuse urging the Vatican to adopt the same zero-tolerance policy that it approved for the U.S. Catholic Church in 2002. They argue there's no reason why youngsters around the world should not be kept just as safe from predator priests. U.S. norms say a priest will be permanently removed from a church ministry. This is SRN News. Increased logging could be in the works for federal lands across the Pacific Northwest.
This would come under changes to a sweeping forest management plan that's been in place for three decades. The proposal would overhaul the Northwest Forest Plan that governs about 36,000 square miles of U.S. Forest Service land in Oregon, Washington, and California. That plan was adopted in 1994 as part of efforts to curb logging practices that resulted in widespread clear cutting across the region. Officials say worsening wildfires mean that forests must be more actively managed to increase their resiliency. John Scott reporting.
Authorities say four monkeys remain free nearly 2 weeks after a group of 43 escaped from a South Carolina compound that breeds them for medical research. The monkeys made a break for it November 6th after an employee didn't fully lock their enclosure. Alpha Genesis says the recaptured monkeys are all in good health. More details at SRNNews.com.